When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We're live from the official Music Hypebeast podcast studios. The Music Hypebeast podcast illuminates raw, beautiful, and uncensored musical talent worldwide. Music is the universal language of the world and people, and we depend on music every day to inspire us and carry us through our darkest moments and just make us feel like we can fly. Music marks time and life. My name is A-Rox, and I'm an aspiring artist manager in South Florida. I'm also a curated content creator with 99.7 The Heat Miami and Power 102.8 LA. I have the ultimate honor of hosting this Music Hype Beats podcast. Music Hype Beats podcast is syndicated on 99.7 The Heat Miami and is officially powered by Today, I have major recording artist and entrepreneur Ra-Ra 100 on the podcast. Listeners, listen to me closely. The music journey of Ra-Ra 100 will light another fire in your spirit to push you even harder in life. I am super honored to have Ra-Ra 100 on the Music Hypebeast podcast today. Ra-Ra, welcome to the big stage and welcome to the Music Hypebeast podcast.
Thank you so much. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's my pleasure. How are you feeling this afternoon?
I'm feeling blessed and highly favored, so I'm doing good.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. So let's dive into your interview. But before we start, we're going to shout out Walmart for being one of our sponsors here at 99.7 The Heat Miami radio station.
Shout out to Walmart. Shout out to Walmart.
Everybody goes to Walmart at some point in their day, in their week, in their month, during the year, in their whole life. Walmart is a must-stop destination for everybody for whatever needs you have, whether it's food, products, electronics, pharmacy, you name it, it's at Walmart for the best value that you can find on the planet. But right now, we are in a time and space where everybody's working two jobs, three jobs, super busy with the kids or with your own life, school, studying, whatever it may be. You don't always have time to jump in your car and go to Walmart and buy what you need, which is why Walmart Plus is your new best friend. www.plus.walmart.com. That's plus, plus.walmart.com, plus.walmart.com. The Walmart Plus membership is the ultimate all-in-one solution for all of your shopping needs. You pay one price for the year with same-day delivery, save with free shipping, save on streaming, save at the gas pump, and rack up with Walmart Cash all day, every day. It's a win-win. Right now, we're in the stage of convenience, speed, and savings. The Walmart Plus membership does all of that for you. Again, go to plus.walmart.com and try for free for 30 days. You can't miss. It's Walmart. Walmart Plus. Tap in right now. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming on 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially a part of the iHeartRadio family.
All right, let's get started. All right, so let's discuss the life and times of Ra-Ra 100 in this epic moment. So in the marathon of music, there are millions of runners in pursuit of the same goal, superstardom. you're in the thick of this race right now. Can you explain to the audience why you believe you're built for the long run?
I feel like I'm built for the long run because my music is very unique. I'm authentic. I always tell a story in my music. So I always wanted to be like women empowerment to inspire people. Just the lyrics that I write. So I make sure I like choose the right beats and make sure that whatever I put in my song that people can relate to in real life.
Right. That's so important. Like authenticity and just being able to tell your authentic story and for other people to relate. That's so beautiful.
Yes, for sure. Thanks.
You're welcome. So a lot of artists burn out, quit, or simply, you know, just run out of money before their dreams can even come to fruition. Can you break down to the audience, how do you pace yourself? You know, give us kind of...
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Like a snapshot of your mentality. Explain how you mentally approach life and some of your philosophies. Yeah.
Well, definitely mental health is very important. So what I will say is I always put like my pain and how I feel in my music. So if I know that if I could put on somebody else's song, a different artist's song, and make me feel better, I know someone else can. So I didn't want to like give up. And I got a lot of fans who support me and love me and here for my journey and watching Robert 100 journey from the start to the middle and above and beyond.
I love that. Can you break down how your music touches people's souls and motivates them?
I'm thankful that it is motivation for others because, like I said, I get a lot of messages from a lot of my fans and they tell me that, you know, I'm the inspiration and my song make them get up and dance or feel good if they was having a bad day. And they say they like my lyrics and it's just relatable for them. So I'm just so thankful that my music can bring some justice to certain of my fans.
Yes, I can agree with that. I definitely love your music. As I was, you know, talking with you in the background earlier, it gives me that great vibe. I love it.
Thank you.
Yes, keep doing what you're doing. Whatever it is you're doing, keep doing it.
I appreciate that. This is why I'm not going to give up.
Yes. Never give up. Do not. So imagine you're performing at a sold out show and the crowd is going crazy as you're on the stage, you know, showcasing your given gift. As you're holding the microphone and you're gazing out into, you know, the sea of people, what are your thoughts that are racing through your mind? How in that moment do you feel?
Definitely out of body experience. So it just, like I said, I'll be so blessed and grateful that so many people is supporting me and just loving my music and then making them feel inspired and feel like they can do the same thing that I can do. And just making sure that when I do be on the stage, I make sure people remember my name and remember the experience that I, the show that I gave them.
As an indie artist, you carry the weight of the world on your shoulders every single day. Balancing your personal and spiritual life with your material life is very crucial. So from your perspective, can you describe, the life of an indie artist on how you manage to balance both?
Well, sometimes it's definitely very difficult because I try to put my personal life first, my family and my career. I make sure that I just put my music out and continue to promote myself regardless of what I got going on. Unless it's like super important, like family emergency. I just thankful that I have people in my family that supporting me and letting me know like you can do this, and just don't give up.
Yes, I love that. I do. Believing and having the dedication and consistency are so important.
Yes, because I'm very determined. So my determination is, is going to come very far. So I determined to make sure I make it as far that I could in this world, in this music industry.
And you definitely have to be in this industry because there's so much music going out every day. You know, you got to figure out as an artist, well, how am I going to stand out?
Most definitely. That's why I make sure I sound like myself and not trying to sound like other artists. So
exactly.
I think my sound is just like so unique. So I think that's why I'm getting a lot of positive feedback and a lot of people loving me and just saying that my music is just bringing them happiness and something different that they never heard before. And that's my goal, to make sure that I always stay one of a kind and authentic with what I do and how I do it.
To give you a clap for that one.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So the music business comes with zero guarantees. Okay, no health insurance, no sick pay, right? Why in the world are you willing to accept this high level risk?
Music is my passion, so of course money going to come. So regardless, like right now I'm not making a lot of money with my music, but I'm making a lot of connections, a lot of fans happy, and people sharing my music and just having faith in me. So that's why I believe in myself and make sure that regardless of whenever my shows do come, then I will have sold out shows just for me not giving up and showing what I can.
Can you describe a dark moment in your life when things could have taken a turn for the worse?
Sometimes like being an independent artist, you have to make sure you choose the right people in your circle. So probably I had to learn how to balance friendships or relationships with family members to understand, like, I have a purpose, and if I try to make a difference in this world, I have to, let go of negativity, all my pain. So I put all my pain in my music. So that's why I feel like if I'm more passionate, other people can feel what I've been through, and they've been through the same thing. That's why I say it. My songs is relatable, so everything that I say is really true. So all the music, like My Feelings Matters and You Ain't Even Ready, like all that is a lot of stuff that I've really been through and just getting a lot of stuff off my chest and learning how to be more outspoken, unapologetic for sure.
A lot of people don't understand the value of self-worth or learning how to heal themselves in order to be that, you know, authentic person that they are meant to be. You know, life is about creating. It's not about finding yourself. It's about creating yourself. So I definitely love how the fact that, you know, are so tapped in with yourself, and you know, you just know that this is what you're supposed to be doing. And I definitely think that's so beautiful, because not very, you know, many individuals get to experience that, you know, in this lifetime. So I definitely congratulate you on, you know, getting out there, putting yourself out there, because it's not easy, you know, being a lady in the music industry.
It's definitely not easy.
So I'm glad that, you know, you were able to get through those dark moments in your life and shine.
Yes, building like my confidence. So I feel like if I can be confident, I know others can be confident just like me. So I just want to achieve my goals and show others, you know, you can live your dream. No matter like where you come from or what you've been through in your life, you can overcome all the obstacles, all the trials and tribulations. You can become a better person and make sure that you just love yourself and make sure you understand your worth and self-care. You know, sometimes sometimes I had to learn how to love myself and understand that I was worth it and that I deserve happiness and I deserve to be great and show people that I'm great and show my talent. So that's why I stopped being, I won't say shy. I just learned how to be outspoken and to stand up for myself, 10 toes down. So yeah.
Can you share a positive experience from your childhood that influenced your decision to pursue your music career?
Yes, growing up like as a little girl, I already knew that I wanted to do music probably like at like 10 or 11, because I was in the choir in my school and my teacher used to always say, I want you to come in the front, Arkia. I was like, well, I don't want to come to the front. She's like, because you can sing and you, I want to build your confidence. This is what you want to do. The performing audience, you have to have stage presence. You have to really bring your song to life. So having that inspiration as a little girl when in fifth, sixth grade, and my teacher and just telling me, like, you can do music, you can really do this and make a difference in life. So I was just thankful that I had my teachers in school who were my music teachers and who was giving me vocal lessons, and my grandmother just telling me, you can do this. So I just always made sure when I first wrote a song, people didn't believe that I wrote it because I was so young, but I actually did. And then when I performed it, like at a talent show, and I had won and got a standing ovation. So I just knew for a fact, like, this is exactly what I wanted.
Amazing. I love it. Who supported you during the initial phase of your music career?
My mom and my best friend, like I said, giving me so much encouragement and advice and just building up my confidence and just being there for me, just making sure that they put in my head every day, like, you're here for a reason, you're here for a purpose. So make sure you make your mark and don't regret anything. Live your life, live your best life. So shout out to my mom and my best friend, Tiana. So that's who really made me work. And they was just pushing me, like, you have to do this, you have to do this.
Gotta have that support system. Yes. What are your thoughts on the current of the music industry?
Well, I can't speak on other artists, but I just want to say that I just want to hear something different. You know, a lot of artists is out here sounding the same, doing the same thing. So that's why I feel like I have to stand out and show some difference, show some versatile. So I can sing and I can rap. So I incorporate that into my music and make sure my sound is sounding so different than a lot of people. I'm bringing good energy, positive energy, empowerment. Yeah. At the same time.
Yeah, I agree. I love listening to all different types of music. You get bored listening to all the same stuff.
And they all sound the same. So I'm like, I'll be like the same artist.
Yeah, right? They all just starting to sound the same. And, you know, I love listening to a lot of independent artists mainly just because of that reason. Because they're able to express themselves and they're able to put a lot more art into their.
Mm-hmm.
Can you break down one record that resonated with your fan base and took off?
Yes, my new single that's called You Ain't Even Ready. It actually went viral. I'm so thankful for that. When I first did that song, it really was like a freestyle. And then I seen like so many people was just loving it, like And one day I had got like 100,000 views in like one day. And then it went viral in like 3 days. So I was like, oh my goodness. So I went to the studio, finished the song, and I put it out. And just a lot of people kept just saying, you ain't even ready. I'm going to show you ain't ready. So I wanted to be like a confident song. Like you can do whatever you want. Show people that they ain't ready for you, but in a positive way. I'll leave your mark on this world. And I wanted to be self-expression. So everything that I was saying in that, I really mean. And I really was going through a lot of stuff, personal things in my life, and understanding, like I said, my worth, and making sure that when I do put my music out, it's for a reason. And when I did do that song, I just wanted to be up-tempo, not like a sad song. I wanted to be like, I overcame so much stuff and I'm not going nowhere. This is me. This is what I'm going to do, regardless of what anybody say. So I think that resonated with a lot of fans. That's why they fell in love with it.
Yes, I definitely, again, love the record. It definitely was amazing. It was very uplifting, very positive, and I just very much enjoyed it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So what's one thing you want to improve in 2024 to become a better person and artist, aiming to create generational wealth for you and your family?
Definitely expanding my horizon, getting bigger shows and meeting a lot of new fans every time I go to a different city, state, or a country. I want to improve my craft and always improve my creativity. Continue to write great music with great lyrics and make sure I be vulnerable in my songs and just make sure that people can relate to it. Like, that's my goal. I just want to make sure that people can relate to my songs. If it's like a club song or a dance song or song just you just want to hear a laid back chill time. It's just, I always have different type of genres. So I just thank God that I could sing and rap and I can incorporate and give people what they want. They want to hear R&B, they want to hear pop, they want to hear hip hop or rap. I can give them what they looking.
What have you enjoyed the most about being on the Music Hype Beast podcast today?
Gaining new fans and meeting great people like you and learning new things every day.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.